Tim Harcourt is a former Austrade economist who's now at the Australian School of Business at the University of New South Wales. He's just returned from Indonesia, where he was the keynote speaker for the Australia-Indonesia Business Council. He joined me a short time ago from Canberra. Tim Harcourt, the Australian Prime Minister's response so far to this spying crisis has clearly not pleased Indonesia's political leaders, but is this flowing through to damage the business relationship?
Well, I've just come back from Indonesia and Australian business is always used to the ebbs and flows of the relationship. This is a bit more serious than usual, so they'd probably hope that a good effort could be made from Australia to basically put SBY in a good position, because he's been a very, very big supporter of Australia, despite some of the nationalist elements criticising him.
And clearly there is real anger at a political level. What are Indonesian business people telling you about their reaction, though, to these spying revelations? Do they also feel slighted?
Well, they're very pragmatic people, the Indonesians, particularly at the business level. But given that they've made a real concerted effort to make Australians feel very welcome, and despite all their hiccups over boats and all sorts of things like that, they still like to regard Australians highly. So they quite like it to be reciprocal in many ways, because they have been putting in great strides to put out the welcome mat.
How significant are the economic ties between Australia and Indonesia?
Well, it's one of our most significant trading partners. It's $11 billion worth of goods trade, 3.3 in services. There's 2,500 Australian exporters selling to Indonesia, and about 150 base there. And when you think of the big names, ANZ, CommBank, Leighton's, Orica, the TAFE sector, they're all very important. As you come to Jakarta Airport, you'll see an ANZ ATM and you'll see a big blue scope sign to saying welcome to Jakarta. So our presence is very visible there.
Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa said last night that he would downgrade the relationship with Australia. Are there major trade and business deals here that could be affected by such a downgrade?
Well, most of our trade relationships are basically covered by the Ansavatar Treaty we have with the ASEAN nations and New Zealand. So we don't have a direct FTA with Indonesia, so to speak. But as I was in Indonesia last week, we were negotiating a bilateral economic partnership. That could cause some problems there. And some of the major companies there, ANZ, for instance, they've said that they've been able to open 2 to 28 branches in 4 years. Their rates of return are 40% higher than what they're getting in China and India. So there is a fair bit to lose if relationships were officially downgraded in a commercial sense. For the most part, though, I think Indonesia wants food security, wants our financial services, it wants our technology, it wants access to our education institutions. So in the long run, they'll want a good, steady relationship with Australia. But yeah, they will be a little bit reluctant at the moment to fast-track any trade or bilateral investment deals. I think we always survive these types of incidents, but I would say this is more serious than most. I mean, we've been able to survive various security issues. We've been able to survive rifts over East Timor. But I think this one's pretty serious. And I think given that a lot of trade in the world, it's not all free market, it's government to government, often by fiat, I think it does matter that we get the relationship onto a good, sustainable keel to enable business to occur.
That's former Austrade economist Tim Harcourt, who's now at the Australian School of Business at the University of New South Wales.